Thank you, Mr. Chinogo. Chairperson, with respect to the discrimination based on HIV status in the workplace, to just assure the committee that substantial progress has been made in terms of reducing discrimination based on HIV status in the workplace. Strategies involved include awareness initiatives, and then every workplace is required to create an HIV/AIDS coordinating committee that internally coordinates matters of awareness and other related matters with respect to HIV/AIDS in the workplace. Government has also provided a supportive work environment for civil servants that are HIV positive. These include provision of support for supplementary meals to ensure that their nutrition requirements are met. One of the key measures also is the enforcement of the HIV and AIDS Prevention and Management Act, which prohibits discrimination based on HIV status in the employment setting. This legislation mandates the employer to provide a safe working environment and ensure that employees are not discriminated against due to their HIV/AIDS status. Further, Chair, the government also, in collaboration with other, with various NGOs and other international organizations, encourages the production or development of workplace HIV/AIDS policies, and these policies are available in most of the workplaces. The government also has the National Strategic Plan for HIV and AIDS, which includes provision for workplace interventions which aim to intervene HIV services, to integrate HIV services into existing health programs within organizations. This integration has led to improved statistics showing that over 50% of workplaces now offer voluntary counseling and testing services. Moreover, the government has established a monitoring and evaluation framework to track the implementation of these policies and their impact on reducing discrimination. This framework aims to ensure accountability and continuous improvement in workplace practices related to HIV and AIDS. Statistics from recent reports highlight the progress made in combating discrimination. For example, surveys indicate that the percentages of employees who feel comfortable disclosing their HIV/AIDS status at work has increased from 30% to 60% over the past years, reflecting a significant shift in the workplace culture. I believe I've responded to both questions, Chair. Thank you.